For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Facero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be interviewing Dr. Martha Herbert. She's a pediatric neurologist, brain researcher, writer and speaker, and integrative thinker. So they're going to be talking about autism and all sorts of things related to brain health, specifically in the pediatric population. So that'll be a great show. Dana's specialty is also with autism and ADHD. So you're going to have two experts really discussing a lot of great information. Today we're going to be talking about digestive health and inflammatory disease. Got one of my favorite special guests who's on the phone with us today, going to be sharing his insights and information with us. Don't forget, the show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They're a health and wellness pharmacy specializing in bringing health and wellness services to the community for the last 40 plus years. Got a full service pharmacy, a state of the art compounding pharmacy, and a selection of thousands of different SKUs for natural products, supplements, natural skincare, a wealth of nutritional advisors, herbalists, people there who can help you find things that you need. So it's a fantastic resource. If you haven't been there, check it out. You can always stream our show or visit our archives by going online to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you click on the microphone icon, you can find all of our previously recorded shows. Today we're talking with Dr. Decker Weiss. He's a naturopathic physician. He's the first naturopathic physician to complete an internship, residency, and fellowship in cardiology. Dr. Weiss trained in the Columbia Hospital System in Phoenix, Arizona, the Arizona Heart Hospital, and the prestigious Arizona Heart Institute. Dr. Weiss's cardiology fellowship is with the American Society of Angiology and the International Society of Angiology. In his 14 years of practice as a naturopathic cardiologist, Dr. Weiss has helped over 25,000 patients avoid bypass and angioplasty procedures, reduce or eliminate cardiovascular medication, and avoid heart transplant surgery. Dr. Weiss was consulting staff at the Arizona Heart Hospital for over 10 years while creating the Scottsdale Heart Institute. In 2012, Dr. Weiss was named one of the 1,500 leading physicians in the world by the International Association of Cardiologists and the International Association of Healthcare Professionals. Dr. Weiss heads the Center for Health and Medicine for Artis International, a think tank research group dedicated to the study and resolution of intractable conflict. Recently, he brought natural models of medicine to conflict zones in Haiti, the West Bank, and soon Gaza. And Dr. Weiss, we were just talking before we started recording, you just got back from a very interesting trip where you were bringing natural medicine to another conflict zone. Tell us about your recent trip to Iraq.
Well, I was in the Kurdistan area of Iraq, which is the northern part, along with some areas just outside ISIS control, where we actually were close enough to hear the ISIS prayer broadcasts. So we were pretty close there, working with underserved populations, areas that are sort of off the beaten path from the United Nations and things like that. And, you know, these are areas that that they don't have a Village Green Apothecary. They don't have any options. They do get medication, but that's it. And their diets are horrible. And, you know, usually you think of refugees, you think of the surgical side, but that's actually a very small part of it. What it more becomes is a chronic population of people that can't move on. Mm. They can't recover. They can't heal. So you have children that have been exposed to things that nobody should ever see, especially children. And by age 8 or 9, they're wiped. They can't recover. And so with Artis Research, and then there's an organization called The Great Need, They were bringing in food, but healthy food, you know, chicken and eggs and things like that, getting them the necessary proteins they haven't seen. And while I was using mostly medication, we talked about diet, and they understand supplementation. They understand herbs. They don't have as much access, but we were trying to bring in everything from relaxation to dietary changes to nutrition. And these people are never even told to stop smoking. They're just literally a line of people, and you know, they say something for a minute, and here's a drug. And they're largely drugs that are unapproved here or very poor quality here, so they are sold to these vulnerable refugees. It's not a good thing. And yes, the surgery is marvelous, but listeners need to understand it's 1% of really refugee medicine. But on the other side of it, we have to start looking at a more advanced way of dealing with people's guts linked to their depression, because depression, anxiety are inflammatory conditions, and they are the result quite often of poor digestion. These people have irritable bowel and Crohn's across the board, and they are eating wheat and sugar all day with some rice mixed in. Finally, they get some healthy, you know, they don't have access to healthy fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds. You know, you're a kilometer away in this market with beautiful vegetables, nuts and seeds, and you're seeing how people eat, but not in these refugee camps. They don't get it. And these, you know, as these children are going to get older, they're going to stay depressed. They're going to stay anxious. They're not going to be able to work. This is the perfect condition for them, along with, you know, not a lot of hope and opportunity to join a militia and go the wrong direction and really join the bad militias, the ISIS groups and things like that. So, you know, when I look at it through my eyes, natural medicine is one of the keys to stopping intractable conflict and cycles of violence. Look in our own country. Look at the gangs in L.A. and in Chicago. They're eating terrible processed fast food, and we're expecting to sit down with them and rationally discuss changing their behaviors. You know, not going to happen here. Mm-hmm. You know, and radicalization is radicalization, whether it's the south side of Chicago or it is in Mosul, Iraq. It is still radicalization. It is doing things way beyond, you know, any reasonable measure of violence and going to places that you would only go to with part of a disease and a demagoguery and all that. But we, in their core, we need to remember that this gut problem is a major source of our depression, anxiety, because that's where we make our happy stuff like serotonin. And it's where we make our glutamates when in too high of an amount. And then that sparks anxiety. And so what's interesting is my work in Iraq and in Israel and in the West Bank and in Haiti has extended to make me a better doctor in America. Because when I look at somebody with anxiety, depression, mood disorder, I'm thinking gut, like a good doctor. Mm-hmm. It put me right back to my roots, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. And it's really exciting opportunity. And you know, with shows like yours, we get to bring that and broadcast that to people who are feeling these ways, and we have them go to the fundamentals. You know, my passing solid movements, do I have gas and bloating? Listeners, I know it's not sexy, but it's true. You've got to get that digestion under control in order to have any hope for happiness and peace in your life. Mm-hmm. It is. It won't make you rich, and it won't make you, you know, make anything go away, but it'll give you the opportunity and the energy to go be happy again. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun to bring to people.
Yeah, it's a really interesting perspective to go from looking at such an extreme population of people. Certainly, you know, their hierarchy of needs is so different than what we experience here. I mean, you know, I imagine that they're just feeling of security and safety, having a, you know, terrorist militia group, you know, so close by, they never know if they're going to be safe or, you know, when they're going to have threats of possibly people coming in. You know, I mean, I can't even imagine living that way. But on top of it all, you then have to deal with the structure and function of the body. And that's where obviously things start breaking down when there's not good access to fresh food. And then there are as you mentioned, you know, relief groups that try and bring the food in. But of course, what they bring in is going to be all of the highly processed grains that we eat, tend to eat here in America. Lots of sugar, high inflammatory, high allergen, genetically modified foods because they're cheap and there's an overabundance of them. And then you start driving other issues, you know, in the body and in the system. And, you know, when you talk about modifying behavior, when we talk about getting over things like anxiety and depression by using diet, people can kind of get their heads around it, but people really have a big disconnect between understanding how you might be able to, let's say, reduce violent behavior by food. But when you look at studies that have gone into prison systems and gone into places where people have a high rate of violent behavior or certain types of behavioral patterns that are not conducive to a peaceful environment in society, and you change their diet, you actually see significant improvements in behavior.
You do, time and time again. And if we want to, as a planet, and I feel I can say this, I feel like my boots are dirty with that soil. I treated everything from wounded soldiers to that. And I'm letting the world know, if we want to get intractable violence, recurring, you know, violence under control, we will have to deal with gut. And I'm sorry if somebody listening is a gastroenterologist and you can't make a connection between brain and gut, but you need to put your face in a book again. Doctors out there who are not going to make a brain-gut connection, you need to put your face in a book again and change the way that you practice. Because as soon as somebody says, I'm a psychiatrist, I don't deal with nutrition, or a gastroenterologist says, I only deal with gut, how they feel, I need to send them to psychiatry, you will lose the patient.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make, you know, Kevin, it's like when we walk into the stores that are sponsored, the stores sponsoring your show, they're not going to say, oh, I only deal with the mind. They're going to deal with everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, yes, and I know that health food stores and things aren't allowed to diagnose and treat, but and from my opinion, they thank God they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? that's just my opinion, okay? And I have a right to that. But it's a more advanced system of medicine. They're not going to say, well, your backache has nothing to do with your depression,
right,
and your knee joints and all that, because these are all inflammatory conditions. And, you know, one of the ways we look at it is sort of loud and silent inflammation. A friend of mine, Kevin Miller from Solgar, came up with it, and he summed it up as like loud inflammation is the stuff you feel, you know, joint aches and gut and all of those things. And then silent inflammation is the stuff that kills you, like heart disease and stuff. Well, what we have to do is we have to look at depression, insomnia, fatigue as loud inflammation pieces, because the body's letting you know there's an inflammatory process because you feel tired or depressed or anxious.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go to the gut for all inflammatory processes. That is, you have to solve the gut along with, hey, look, you got a bad knee, you got to take a curcumin, you got to take a 7 product, whatever it is, you've got to get that better. But if you don't get gut under control as well, you know, the plantarum species or the probiotics, whatever you're using, then you are not going to get it solved.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're seeing all these experts on TV all day. Can a brother get a holistic physician up there,
mm-hmm,
to talk about, you know, the gut-brain connection, the thing that is all over the medical journals? It's all over the medical journals for cancer. It's all over, you know, the journals are now talking about it conventionally as if this is something new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, it's only a few thousand years old, but I'm glad that conventional medicine is looking at it. But they may take another 80 years to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have time.
Yeah.
Don't have time.
I know.
Let's get the people who are trained in it now out there.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. The models are very interesting. And, you know, while there is, we know that so many of the neurochemicals that we associate with mood in the brain are primarily produced in the gut. And that has been scientifically proven for many, many years, although it is just often completely ignored because the model is to use pharmaceuticals to manipulate brain chemistry, not using the own tools that the body has to manipulate brain chemistry.
I'd like to close on this. The pharmaceutical companies have basically shut down all of their new research on depression, anxiety, fatigue, and all that, because there is nothing more that they can provide. Mm-hmm. They have, in essence, given up, and this is documented now. If people want relief, they're going to have to go to the gut and look at more holistic models.
When we come back from the break, let's talk about digestive health and inflammatory disease. How do we work on supporting our GI system to create balance, reduce inflammation? And we'll talk about, you know, what is inflammatory disease and what symptoms can it cause? So when we come back, we're going to be picking up this topic with Dr. Decker Weiss. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. Thank you all for tuning in. Excited to have on the show with me today Dr. Decker Weiss. He's a naturopathic physician. He is the first naturopathic physician to complete an internship, residency, and fellowship in cardiology. Dr. Weiss was sharing with us in the first break some of the amazing work that he's been doing in conflict zones. He just got back from a trip to Iraq and was helping Iraqi refugees with their health, doing this type of field medicine, and acknowledging that it's not just about going to these remote areas and providing drastic interventions like surgeries and bringing drugs, but it's also about helping these people to have access to good quality food, to have access to good quality nutrition, because without that, while they may not be in life-threatening danger, immediate life-threatening danger, it's very difficult for them to get their lives back on track, to have the proper nutrition to balance their bodies. And we were talking about the role of digestive health and how it is so important in supporting brain chemistry. And for these people that have been through extreme, extreme trauma, especially children that are in these extreme conflict zones that have seen things that no human, and particularly no child, should ever have to see, their ability to recover emotionally and make good choices as they get older, the more, the less they can recover, the more likely they are to make choices that feed into the violence and feed into the recurring cycle of conflict in these areas. So thank you, Dr. Weiss, for, taking your privileges as, you know, an American citizen living in a safe, developed country and going to these conflict zones to bring, you know, not just regular medicine, but concepts around holistic and natural medicine to these places to try and make the world a better place. So,
well,
yeah.
You know, you're welcome, and it's an honor to be the tip of the spear.
Yeah.
You know, and, mm-hmm. and you know, folks like Sean Hessler and Catherine Ireland have been doing this as well out there, but I've kind of gotten some access to some areas through contacts and things that just haven't had this type of model. But, you know, I think there's one additional piece, and that is that in a way, American lives depend on a more holistic refugee movement more holistic refugee, because these younger people, if they don't recover, they will become soldiers.
Yeah.
They will become violent. And then here it is. Now there's more wars, mm-hmm. and America drops boots on the ground.
Yeah.
So it really can directly do that. And we need vision like yourself and like what we're doing in this country to bring that back. And to bring common sense back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. It was a wonderful introduction.
Yep. So let's talk about, we're talking about digestive health, and the topic of the show mm-hmm. is digestive health and inflammatory disease. So, I mean, you know, people are obsessed with the idea of inflammation, and we know that just by looking at trends. So we look at trends and we look at, like, mm-hmm. the top two probably selling nutritional products in the United States are roughly fish oil, and then the number one herb that sells is curcumin, also known as turmeric, mm-hmm. because people mm-hmm. look at these things and associate, they're anti-inflammatory. And people are learning
right.
that inflammation is associated with a lot of different conditions, like heart disease. Now we've tied it to diabetes. We've tied it to cancer. We're tying it to all sorts of things, but people don't realize inflammation when people are in pain, arthritis, they know there's inflammation. But the process of inflammation affects all systems. We've been talking about emotional health in the first segment. Depression mm-hmm. and anxiety in many people is an inflammatory disease, right, Dr. Weiss?
Yeah, I mean, depression, anxiety, fatigue, insomnia, all of these things are inflammatory issues. Yes, they can have genetic pieces to it. However, guess what the genetics are doing? They're causing inflammation. And so,
right.
so it doesn't mean because it's genetically like a poor methylation person or something like that, that it's there, that it can't be treated. No, absolutely not. And let me tell you something. If there is a miracle drug out there, it's curcumin. You know, I know everybody wants to say the miracle drug, the miracle pill, and all this stuff. And it is curcumin. But I want to digress to an additional thought to what you just said. Our country is now inflammation, right? And you're on. But they're taking an important next step. And what that is medication, the drug models, it can't fix it the way that the body can tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I've got bad digestion, I'll just do Tums. But Tums causes a depletion of minerals and nutrients. It doesn't fix any of the underlying problems, and you tend to get bad cultured bacteria in your digestive tract versus if you did something like digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar, or probiotics. Your holistic way of treating that actually helps solve the overlying problem. If we look at joint pain, if, you know, hey, I got joint pain, I'll take Tylenol, I'll take ibuprofen, I'll take Advil, whatever. But we know that that can double the risk of heart attack and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, like, I had a knee injury, the guy says, your knee's really coming back, you must not be taking any ibuprofen or Tylenol. And I said, how did you know? And he goes, well, ibuprofen and Tylenol continue the damaging process to ligaments and cartilage, which it does. So he knew I was using Solgar's curcumin, their full spectrum. I really like its absorption. And I was using their Solgar 7 product. So it wasn't like I was in pain. I didn't have pain because I was using a natural model for pain, but I was also boosting the ability for those ligaments and for that cartilage to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally avoided probably a knee replacement along with physical therapy and a heck of a knee brace.
Mm-hmm.
You got some really good ones now. with that. So, you know, as our country is starting to mature looking at inflammation, it's not just getting rid of it, but the way we do.
Right.
And
so
that's very important.
It is important. And let's talk about, you know, the process of inflammation is a process that our body does in response to injury or insult. And it's a healthy response in that it's supposed to spur healing. And inflammation is mediated by our immune system. So if you're having some sort of inflammatory response, it's always tied to our, it's always directed and managed by our immune system. Now, let's talk about the digestive piece, because what most people are aware of is that, or have heard before, somewhere around 60 to 70% of our immune system is located within the lymphatic tissue of our digestive system. And so there is this connection between our digestion and the immune system that we have in our digestive tract, and how that mediates the inflammatory process that can occur in any area of the body, joints, brain, any tissue, anywhere. So help us understand, Dr. Weiss, a little bit more about this connection between our digestive system, which we started the show out with, and inflammatory disease.
Brain gut. Listeners, get used to hearing this connection. Brain gut. Let's say you're holding a brain in your hands and you feel the weight of it. Now let's take all that, if we had to take all of the nervous system tissue and we put it also in our hands, it weighs the same. There's just as much nervous system in the digestive tract, you know, which is directing that lymphatic tissue, which is directing that immune system wrapped in our gut. We need to think of a gut more like a steel belted radio. So you have your outside layer, and then in the middle, you've got these wires wrapping all the way through it. That's our nervous system. Just like when you blow a tire, you see those wires in there. That's what you get with there. So the brain gut is constantly talking to the brain to figure out how to adapt to food, inflammation, and environment. And quite often it makes bad decisions, like cancer, a very bad decision. DNA gets changed, upregulated, downregulated, and a bad decision to replicate immature cells happens. And we're seeing, you know, tons and tons of gut cancers and things like that, and colon cancers. But that brain gut is got to make good decisions for inflammation in the body. If it's constantly under assault, it cannot make good decisions. It cannot regulate the body efficiently. Part of that brain gut for mood and happiness is, should it make serotonin and should it decrease the amount of glutamate? That is your insomnia, fatigue, depression, brain-gut connection. Literally, those happy and sad kind of chemicals are made and regulated by the body. When we bring in healthy food, the body has good decisions it can make and good opportunities to make good decisions. When we bring in poor food and we have high stress and all that stuff, then it will make bad decisions. And now I want to go to more joint aches and knee pains and the stuff that allegedly, that drives, I know you crazy, me too, allegedly normal aging where your body just breaks down. This isn't normal. Slow down, sure. But our brains were supposed to get sharper, Kevin. We weren't supposed to go into Alzheimer's, okay? Mm-hmm. We were supposed to be wise old owls, moving a little bit slower, but the ones you go to for wisdom. What's happened to us? Our seniors are falling apart. They can't remember anything. They have a chronic inflammatory brain condition. It's largely directly related to gut-brain. And I know I'm all over the fence here, but what I want to get back to is you need to treat inflammation locally where the problem is and systemically through gut. Let me say this again, Kevin. When you have any inflammation, I had a knee injury. I took Pro-B probiotic, the plantarum species, to support my gut so it could help make the right chemicals for my knee to recover. And I did recover, and that is going to one day be normal. You have to treat the pain where it's at, in my knee, or you give like good methylated bees for the brain, or you give good herbs for the brain to help it recover, and the gut, because you have to help the brain, the body brain, all that stuff, along with that gut issue. You'll always have to do both. And so I think that if you were starting as a listener to go, this guy's all over the map here. Well, I'm all over the map because I'm trying to let you know that you always have to treat inflammation where it's at and where it's bothering you along with the gut. And that's where the probiotics come in. I like the plantarum species. It's the first one the mother donates to the babies. It adheres to the gut wall, and it really allows the flora in that digestive tract to change. So Let's say, you, Kevin, you called and said that you were worried about preventing Alzheimer's or that you had knee pain. I would look at like a full spectrum curcumin, get you on a very high absorbing curcumin product, get the pain down, get the inflammation down safely, not like with Tylenol, not like with ibuprofen, which is unsafe, but using that. And I would put you on like a Probi, like a 30 billion Probi, to get good probiotic in your gut. And that's got to be the new normal. And I've rattled on too much.
Okay. I mean, those bring up really important concepts as far as helping to support the inflammatory process in the right way, not shut it down with some of the medications that are showing to be problematic, the ones most people go to, the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, which we know are associated with actually blocking aspects of the healing process. And what most concerning we know is they're significantly increased predisposition to contributing to heart disease. And that's, we had a whole show on that a little while back, and the research is pretty concerning where ibuprofen and other types of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories significantly increase the risk of heart attack, which is a huge concern because, you know, heart attacks are the number one killer of all Americans. And then it's about...
Did you see the news on dementia lately?
No.
Yeah, they just came out with looking at all the whole NSAID class, specific, I think it was morphine and diminafen, being linked to dementia even after you stop taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah,
it's... And here we are, we're putting people onto stuff like PEZ. It has got to change. Mm-hmm. And boy, I don't know about you, but I want to protect my brain as I age. my body, it'll wear a little bit, I understand that. But if I can't think and reason, read books, enjoy movies and art and film and things like that, that's when you start to lose that promise of life that you really enjoy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, quality of life is, I think, more important than length of life. So, when you talk about probiotics as a way to support gut health, and we're tying in this connection between the health of the GI system, or looking at basically the immune system in general, and the immune system is the guiding force of inflammation, and understanding how we can most influence that immune function. There are multiple different ways, but looking at digestive health is a huge one. When we come back from the break, Dr. Weiss, let's focus in our conversation on specifically how we improve the digestive system to specifically reduce inflammation, and probiotics are part of it, but I think people need to hear a little bit more about the limitations that probiotics have in their ability to make dramatic changes in digestive health. They're a part of a comprehensive supportive plan for reducing inflammation and improving digestive health, but taking a probiotic alone is not enough. So when we come back from the break, we're going to explore that topic in detail. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0 800-800-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland, serving the community with its health and wellness needs for the last 40 years. Today, we're talking with Dr. Decker Weiss, a naturopathic physician, the first naturopathic physician to complete an internship, residency, and fellowship in cardiology. We've been talking about digestive health. We've been talking about inflammatory disease, linking how the GI system is an important part of inflammatory disease, and looking at other ways of thinking about how to manage inflammation and inflammatory problems, everything from joint pains to depression and anxiety and other, you know, inflammatory conditions that people commonly think of. So in this segment, Dr. Weiss, let's kind of focus in a little bit and talk a little bit about how we can really support digestive health in this effort to calm down systemic inflammation, because while we have tools like curcumin, right? I mean, I've been in practice now for like 13 years, and, you know, it would be nice to be able to look at herbs as a safer magic bullet than prescriptions. But the reality that I have found is that if somebody's in a high inflammatory state because their system is not regulated due to a lifestyle issue, whether that's chronic stress, poor diet, or whatever it is, you can give them as much of an herb or a medication as you want, and it may help somewhat, but you can't truly reverse that condition until you straighten out the fundamentals of physiology. And so while they're useful, incredibly safer tools than what most people are doing, and I use them all the time, the best benefits always come when you combine them with the proper lifestyle interventions for the things that we know affect inflammation the most.
Agreed. You can't get people well despite themselves, is the way I would say that.
Exactly.
And you know, patients come to me, and if they're in crisis in their life, I let them know that I am like a Band-Aid. I will do it naturally and as much as I can and all that stuff, but we will work through this sort of crisis time. But when it's time to heal, it is time to heal. It is time to get those fundamentals you were talking about into place. So I let them know that they're sort of on a probationary period while they go through their divorce or they lose their house or whatever stress they have, or losing a loved one. But then we're going to get to work. We're going to roll up our hands and sleeves. We are going to do our detoxes, and we're going to get that mind-body stuff going and things like that. So at least I try and keep it in front of them. And anybody who's practices successfully and as long as you have would have to have bumped into that as well, because you've been a highly, highly successful practitioner for a while here. You know, when you're looking at your fundamentals, we have overcomplicated it. Listeners, here's the GI tract, okay? You want an acidic stomach and you want an alkaline colon. That is the way the body works. When we are stressed, we make less acid. When we eat white sugar, white flour, white rice, processed foods, over coffee, over caffeinate, Red Bulls, things like that, then our stomachs become more alkaline and our colons become more acidic. The colon, when it's acidic, will not grow good bacteria. you will then get your digestive disorders, diseases, which then lead you into the bevy of things that we talked about in the last segment, from depression to all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, it comes down to a pH problem, which is exactly what you were talking about, Dr. Kevin, with those fundamentals. And good digestive health is when we try and restore that alkalinity, acidity, along with getting the good probiotics and good food choices in. And I think that's where I start with my patients. How do you feel like that's a good way to get that started in your practice as well?
Well, certainly understanding the basic process of digestion and getting, you know, those are the fundamentals. We can explain them in a million different ways. We know that, you know, high sugar diets create so many problems. So, I mean, it's a great way to help people understand the fundamentals of their digestive system and how so many of the choices that we make that seem so routine, you know, that seem so easy. Oh, I'm stressed. I'm tired. I'll go to this sugar. I eat more bread. I crave sweets. You know, I just push through the stress. I drink more coffee. That is exactly what it does to the system. It alkalizes the stomach and acidifies the colon and starts to create the basic process of inflammation. And now we know it also creates dramatic shifts in our gut flora and has all these other negative ramifications that affect our health.
So, you know, when I have somebody come in with from ulcers to gas and bloated irritable bowel Crohn's, I understand that I've got to heal those sores and ulcers. I've got to calm down that digestive tract. But if I don't fix that pH system, they won't recover. If they have irritable bowel and I put them on steroids, they're going to get worse. Yeah, you may get some immediate relief, and that's a wonderful thing. Look, all doctors have to put people out of pain and help them recover. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Short term. There is something wrong with that if they say just take 5 milligrams of steroid every day for your irritable bowel and you walk away. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. With everything we know, as I will say this over and over, doctors who are doing that, put your face back in a book. Time to go back to school. And time to understand these are short-term methodologies. In the long term, you can use things like digestive enzymes that I like with some bitters in there. There's one called Comfort Zone. I like that one, but there's a lot of them that have those bitters in there where you're trying to get it to make more stomach acid. And then you're doing, and in order to get that alkaline gut, you got to eat alkaline again. Whole foods, fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. those green powders, which I really like out there, and things like that. Getting your multis in, all of that stuff. Getting that colon to be alkaline again. It's going to involve fiber and fiber-rich foods and all of that stuff. It's not sexy, but it works. Now, as far as probiotics, I am a fan of probiotics. I like the Pro-B that's out there. It's the Plantarum species. I think every doctor sort of grabs on to one or two different favorites. But what you need to understand is that if you go through and you take a couple probiotic capsules while driving through McDonald's, it's not going to work. Okay? You gotta meet the body halfway, and, mm-hmm. and it's become kind of like, well, you know, hey, I may not eat well, but I just take my probiotics every day. It won't work. It's a waste of your money. Please just stop it. What you need to do is take the money from there and buy some fruits and vegetables.
Right.
But it is part of recovery. As you're switching that diet back to something that the body recognizes, that gets good brain-gut messages and function, fruits and vegetables, and pulling a lot of the grains out and doing all that stuff, then the probiotics can work. The Plantarum species is the first one that the mother makes. It adheres to the gut wall, allowing other flora to regrow. Now you're getting that alkaline environment, so it just flourishes and you recover. You know, Kevin, I don't know if this drives you crazy, but I keep getting patients who were told by their doctors that Crohn's and ulcerative colitis are things you can't recover from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Did they also tell you to avoid wheat and some grains and get the sugar out? Well, they said that'll help, but it doesn't really matter. I'm like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. How many hundreds of patients through the years I've gotten to recover just by pulling their allergenic foods out of their life?
Mm-hmm.
This is completely recoverable. This is absolutely ludicrous. But you have to understand the physiology. And I'll say this, Kevin, and you have to have the humility as a doctor to say that as a cardiologist, I cannot get patients to recover from heart disease without fixing their gut because it's an inflammatory disease. What I need is the orthopedist out there to say, I can't fix bones and joints without getting gut under control. I need the psychiatrists out there to say, I can't get people thinking in a healthy fashion to be nonviolent unless I get the gut under control. When that starts to occur, we have the humility as doctors to understand and study gut. Then we really got something going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think, those are all really great points. And hopefully one day we'll start thinking about medicine in that way as we realize and as people are realizing that just using drug therapies to solve everything is coming up short. And that's why doctors like yourself and myself are growing in popularity and visibility, and people are starting to listen to shows like this and shop at places like the Village Green because they see the short-sightedness and the limitations of just applying a drug for every ill that's out there.
You know, Kevin, I think you bring up the point, the role of the health food store, right? The Village Green. Yes, I think there should be a naturopath on every corner or a holistic medical doctor or a holistic chiropractor. I've given up on the initials at this point. I find wonderfully holistic, great medical doctors, and I find people that were allegedly natural doctors doing nothing but shooting Botox into people. So I've given up a lot on the initials. I'm looking at the people now and how they are actually practicing. Yes, I want one of those people that has access to everybody, but there is a role with health food stores. With health food stores like the Village Green, you can go in and get really good information. You can get printed information, you can get studies, you can do that. I believe that there is a role in 2016 for people's stability, prevention, and recovery from all diseases. I believe there almost has to be a type of health food store where you're going for a healthy food or going for advice on a daily basis to stay up to speed on information and to build your own learning curve. Mm-hmm. I think that role has to be present in almost everybody in this country if they expect to stay healthy at this point.
I agree. So, but I want to bring up, an important point that you made about, probiotics. What we know is probiotics definitely support digestive health, but they're not enough to really bring digestion completely back into line by themselves. And you brought up a good point. I liked your analogy. If you're taking a probiotic as you're going through the drive-thru, you're probably not doing all that much. And that is exactly what the research tells us. We know that if you take a probiotic, you can sometimes temporarily shift some aspects of gut flora, but as soon as you stop, right, the flora sort of goes back to where it was before. What's interesting is that when you look at food and dietary habits, you can start changing the concentration of gut flora or the population of gut flora almost within 24 hours by shifting the diet. So high meat, high sugar diets will shift it within 24 hours. High vegetable fiber diets will shift it within 24 hours in a positive direction. And obviously, it makes a lot more sense to use diet and food on an ongoing basis to shift gut flora rather than just using a supplement. Now, at the beginning, it's a great idea to use probiotic supplements along with dietary changes to support the proper shift in flora. But this is probably the most fundamental issue when it comes to gut health that people miss, is that the key to gut health doesn't lie in some type of magic supplement that's sitting on the shelf. The supplements, whether it's a glutamine amino acid to help gut healing, or whether it's a probiotic, or whether it's a digestive enzyme, or whatever it is that's the latest craze in supporting gut health, those are supportive tools to bring recovery back, but they will not work in the absence of the proper cues that the gut needs. And that primarily occurs from food, because food is what is broken down into the food that we eat is broken down by the probiotics to create the different types of nutrients that our gut cells need to be able to function. And if you put the wrong food in, high sugar, high processed carbohydrates, we know that genetically modified foods affect gut flora. The body, the gut, the bugs that live in our gut can't produce these important amino acids that feed the cells of our gut, the enterocytes. And that is really one of the most important keys that people miss, is there has to be a strong commitment to nutrition. In my practice, we do programs that implement intensive nutrition programs. People are coming in every single week for one-on-one nutritional coaching, an hour at a time for weeks on end, to completely transform people's diet and their lives. And what we see when people commit to this level of change, we see people completely start to transform their health in sometimes as little as 1 week. Sometimes it takes a month or 2 months, but we see everything related to chronic disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, insulin sensitivity, high triglycerides, high blood sugar, prediabetes, bloating, gas, IBS, digestive problems, insomnia. We see these things almost completely reverse. And I'm telling you, these patients are not walking out with bags full of supplements. There's very little supplements that we use. We focus all their energy and effort, financial energy and effort, mental energy and effort, my energy and effort, my staff's energy and effort into dramatic nutritional overhauls. And it is the most powerful therapy I have ever seen work because it's healing the gut and systemically reducing and eliminating chronic inflammation, which is improving all different health conditions. Dr. Weiss, when we come back from the break, we're going to have a few more minutes to talk about the important role of inflammation in digestive health. I'd love for you to keep sharing with us your amazing insights. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. Dana Lake will be back next week with the wonderful special guest, Dr. Martha Herbert, talking about autism. She's a pediatric neurologist. Dana is also specializes in autism and ADHD in children. It's just going to be a fantastic show. Today, we've had a great conversation with Dr. Decker Weiss, a naturopathic physician and has a fellowship in cardiology, the first naturopathic physician to achieve that. And we've kind of talked about a lot of different topics with the general overarching theme being around digestive health and inflammatory disease. In the last segment, we wrapped up talking about how important nutrition is when it comes to dietary, when it comes to digestive health. Dr. Weiss, we've got about 5 minutes left in, you know, this last segment here today. Why don't you sort of wrap up some of your thoughts around, you know, different aspects of the topic we've discussed today?
Well, the nightmare for any doctor is for a patient to leave their office and not know what to do. Like, they're loaded with all these good ideas and science, but they don't know what to do. So what I want to do is talk about you as a listener as an individual and how to know what you need. Most people realize that health food stores are good things about now, that natural medicine is here to stay. They're reading about it. Even their medical doctors are saying take a probiotic and things like that. Mm-hmm. And some things are changing. But now it's what do I need to do? You know, just buying supplements that are good ideas doesn't usually fix you. And so what I want to do is look at your inflammation on an individual basis. So what I do in my first office visit is I do what's called an inflammation checklist. And I will go up and down. Okay, so because there's, as a cardiologist, every single one of my patients has some form of serious inflammation because they have to. Otherwise, you don't get heart disease. The heart disease is the silent inflammation. I want to find out about that loud inflammation, that joint pain, that gut stuff, that depression, that insomnia, fatigue. So as an individual listener, think about just taking a pen and paper, writing down areas of your body that are telling you are a problem. So, for example, one person out there might say, I'm having a hard time sleeping, I've got some back pain, and I've got some gas and bloating. Another patient may say, well, my elbows and my knees hurt, I get some anxiety and something else. So on an individual basis, I want you to sort of just take that exercise and write that down. Now, the solution goes back to what we've discussed in the other segment. Treat locally where the issue is and treat the gut. It will always go in. So let's say you're having some chronic pain in your joints. You can pick up some Solgar 7 to help rebuild those joints and some curcumin to stay out of pain in a way that can protect your brain, not cause problems, in a way that can help protect from dementia, which is over 6,000 studies on curcumin. This full spectrum curcumin that can really absorb into the bloodstream, it really is something special out there. You know, so now I get the curcumin, I get that, and let's say I've got some gas and bloating, I'll go on some Comfort Zone or a digestive enzyme with some fenugreek and some bitters in there, along with maybe a probi or a good probiotic. And now you've individualized your inflammation treatment. You haven't just read an article and bought a good idea. And that's not the worst thing. I don't want to penalize anybody for that. But understand that at these health food stores, with Dr. Kevin's show and everything, you can walk in and talk to people and find out individually what you really need. I think we have to move away from purchasing products on the internet as much. And I think we have to walk into these stores and start talking to people. And, you know, health food stores are wonderful about finding out what works. It's really neat. I mean, in its essence, it's a mini little research study on products. Well, you know, in one reason you're seeing real success with like things like full spectrum curcumin because it's working. People are in less pain. They're going off of pain medications and things. You might find something about, you know, when I take that green drink, you know, I get a little bit of irritation, but after a while, my bowels start to get better because they're getting alkaline. They're feeding those enterocytes and that's good fiber, like what you were saying before. You can get in there and you can start talking with people. I watch my patients. I walk into a local store. I see my patients talk in the aisle. Man, I'll tell you, they're talking about really, really good stuff and they're finding out what works. So that would be my input and my thoughts in the last few minutes of our show today.
No, it's great. And, you know, while they're not necessarily formal doctor visits and there are restrictions, you are right. I mean, people do give feedback and a lot of the things that people do recommend, you know, in the health food stores are things that people come back and say, this worked great for me or this didn't work so great. So I thought it was a great conversation today. Dr. Weiss, thank you again for taking the time to be with us. And I think it sends a lot of important messages and looking at the concepts around dealing with inflammation, look at the local issue, treat the local issue, and then understand the systemic component of it using natural therapies. We could talk forever about how to recover from inflammatory issues and how to support the body, but the message for this show is the importance of the digestive system and digestive health. So hopefully you pick something up. So thank you again, Dr. Weiss. Really appreciate you being on the show with us today.
Thank you. It was absolutely my honor and my pleasure.
Excellent. All right, everybody, that wraps up today's show. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Pascal. Nocero, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.